Dear friends in Christ, grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus, the risen Christ. Amen. The first person to test positive for coronavirus in Washington, D.C. is a pastor, a rector of Christ Church in Georgetown, Virginia. He started feeling ill on February 24th. 5 days later, he was feeling better. Better did not last. On March 5th, he collapsed and was rushed by his family to the hospital. Reverend Timothy Cole says that lying alone in a hospital bed led him down a dark road. He said that the only thing that he could do was sit there and watch to see whether his body would decide to get better or get worse. It was a dark time for him and his family. Reverend Cole is grateful for the many helpers he had during this time of hospitalization, and we're still celebrating those helpers today. Last week, Nurse Appreciation. We had a military fly over to thank those who are serving in our local hospitals. It's not the first time in his life that Reverend Cole found himself in a precarious position. He served for 20 years as an army chaplain, serving during wartime in Afghanistan and Iraq. As he lay in that hospital bed, wondering what it is that would come, he was confident that God would lead him to a new day. Now, certainly oxygen, medicines, wonderful care were a great part of that. But Reverend Cole recognizes that his greatest care and comfort come from a God who abides with him. He recognizes that love of God in a church community that lavished him with kindness and with prayers. He recognizes that he has an abiding God, a frightening time, but less frightening with so many people standing beside him and with the God who abides with him.
Drift to its close, ebbs out life's little day. Earth's joys grow dim, its glories pass away. Change and decay in all around us see.
A young man named Tony was the first pediatric patient to be admitted into the hospital in our country for the coronavirus. His mom says that it was touch and go for a while, but after weeks of constant care, Tony beat the virus and he returned home. You can only imagine the relief of a mother to have her son home and at the dinner table again. But it didn't stop there. The community decided that they wanted to help welcome this young man named Tony home. Difficult to do in these days of distancing, so they couldn't do it in person. The community decided that they would welcome Tony home with a parade of cars, a long parade of cars. There was honking of horns. There were homemade signs welcoming Tony home and declaring their love and their care for Tony. At one point, Tony looked up at his mother with tears in his eyes and said, "Is all this for me?" You know, Tony had probably never been the center of community attention before. Not the sports hero, not the whiz kid, but the community turned out for him. His mother says that they would not have made it through that ordeal but for the community and all the prayers that were offered.
I need thy presence every passing hour. What are thy grace and foil a tempter's power? Who like thyself my guidance take and be? Through cloud and sunshine, O
Abdallah Daher grew up in a war zone in Lebanon. His father built a bunker in front of their house where they spent most of their time, perhaps 5 out of 7 days. That is literally sheltering in place. They had no opportunity to live a normal life in their home. Every day was a struggle just to stay alive. A civil war between Lebanese Christians and Lebanese Muslims put so many people in the middle, including Abdallah. One day, a bomb exploded right next to him, and he was the only one that walked away unscathed. Abdallah eventually became a reporter for the Christian Broadcasting Network, CBN. At one point, the Israeli army had to withdraw from Lebanon, which took away protection for Lebanese Christians. And Abdallah needed to flee that country with his wife and his 7-month-old son. They put that son into a duffel bag and zipped it shut to keep the son warm. Abdallah credits God with leading him through a black hole that offered only darkness. He credits finding Christ to giving him peace and hope. He now believes that it is his calling to share that story, a God who will not abandon his people.
I fear no foe.
Less than Dr. Fauci has said that Easter faith will help people get through the historic ordeal that we are currently facing. Fauci is Roman Catholic. He attended a Jesuit school growing up. His father was a man of deep faith, a faith that assisted him through many troubling times. It is clear that Fauci places confidence in science and medicine, but he does not discount faith. Says Fauci, "I think faith means different things to different people. People with a strong foundation in faith, I think it's very, very important when you go through serious, really terrible ordeals that the country is going through. I think faith helps people through this." Faith is a good thing, he says. Science is necessary to help slow the spread of the disease, but faith is important. Faith will play an important role. Noted an abundant and generous God who abides with his people in this troubled world. I am one of those who looks for any possible word of hope. Perhaps it's a word out of Europe that the disease and death rates are slowing. Maybe it's knowing that the Mayo Clinic and others are working on both antibody tests and vaccines. Maybe it's last week's report that direct sunlight quickly kills the virus. But even these words of hope are tempered by dire predictions from some. This last Monday, a Christian digital expert said that in 1,000 years, 1,000 years from now, we will still be writing and talking about that which is happening in this very day. What is happening right now is so important. It is a sea change that it will change things forever. Now, I will be quick to add that some of those changes can be positive and some can be negative. What is not going to change is the message that God's people in Christ have been proclaiming from the resurrection of Jesus Christ. It is a proclamation forcefully given by Paul in his prologue to the Romans that we have already read together today. That proclamation ends with a verse that turned Martin Luther's life upside down and turned the life of the church upside down. The verse is this: the righteous will live by faith. For a long time, Luther struggled with that concept of righteousness because he knew that he was not righteous. If his life depended on his righteousness, he was a dead duck. But he came to realize that Paul was writing about Christ's righteousness conferred upon us through the cross and the resurrection. That was true in the first century. It was true in Martin Luther's day 500 years ago. It is true in 2020, a year unlike any other year. We will live because we have an abiding God. We will continue to love and serve the neighbor because of our generous God. We live in extraordinary times, but we have an extraordinary God who abides with us. We need only to look to the cross and to the empty tomb. When I was in elementary school, I had an older brother who played football for the Blooming Prairie Blossoms. They've changed their name now. They call themselves the Awesome Blossoms. One Friday night after a game, he walked out in between two parked cars onto the street and was hit by a passing vehicle. Today, there would be no question that he would have been taken to a hospital or an emergency room, but more than 50 years ago, many crises were handled at home. Roger was in bad shape and suffering from what I now realize was a severe concussion. I won't go into the symptoms of his distress, His bedroom was right next to the bedroom that my younger brother and I shared. I heard the sounds through the thin walls. I heard Roger trying to fight his way out of a sea of delirium. But I also heard my mother. She was sitting on the edge of the bed. She was singing to Roger. She was soothing him. She lay cold cloths on his forehead. I went to sleep with those confusing and contrasting images. The next morning, I awoke and went to peek into Roger's room because all was quiet. It was evident that he had fallen into a troubled sleep. And as I peeked into that room, I saw my mom. She was still sitting there on the side of the bed, still soothing, comforting, loving, and protecting. In the same way, we have a God of love and righteousness who abides with us and tends to us every passing hour. Even these hours, even these days, we fear no foe. O God, abide with me. Abide with us. Abide with your world. Amen.
Let us confess our faith using the words of the Nicene Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father,